This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. In This League of InThisLeague.com. Scott Bogman over there. Find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Me, I'm the Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh because it is. Welcome back. If you missed any of Hour 1, you missed Paul Sforza talking about the winter meetings, Ohtani, Marcel Ozuna. You missed Star Wars Geek Talk. You missed some football. And you missed the Jeremy Curley ghost in poltergeist substance thing, steroids. A ghost put steroids into Jeremy Curley is what I'm trying to say.
It wasn't me. It was a spooky ghost.
That's just madness. But this is Hour 2. We are going to be talking fantasy football exclusively. We'll go through the games, over-unders, fantasy stuff. We'll also go through some player debates. But I do want to mention, we're doing something cool tomorrow. If you're listening live, this is your chance. If you're listening on demand and you got time, you can come back to it. Or I know there's going to be a replay. I mean, Pavona has actually probably a better knowledge of this is how far as far as it goes on the TV side. But tomorrow there's going to be at... I'm just like the worst. Is it Best Friends Forever? Is that it? 2 p.m. Pavona, what's our 2 p.m. show on the Fantasy Sports Radio with Frankie Stamps? That we're doing a basketball draft. 2 p.m. Eastern show. I am just the absolute worst person on the planet.
The 2 p.m. show. There is no 2 p.m. show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Best Friends
Forever.
We're
doing at 2 p.m. See, you don't even know. You produce the whole damn network. And you're like, there's no show at 2 p.m. That's what I thought. I had
mediocre
it all right.
Producer, Chris Pavone.
Just Pavone, delete all the question marks I had in there. But I don't know if you're going to be a part of it. I don't know how the TV side works. We are way too ugly for television. But
see, I started three guys, so eh.
Tough luck. Okay. Well, on the TV side, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, going to, I believe, 4 o'clock on Best Friends Forever. They're going to be doing a mid-season NBA mock draft based on NBA standards for fantasy, which is a points league, and it's going to be through Yahoo. And, of course, Bogman and myself, we will be taking a part of it because that is one way that we can sneak ourselves into content because, I mean, we are probably two of the bigger basketball peoples on this entire network. I don't know who else is, but we've been doing the In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast for 4 years, and it's, you know, I mean, from a... an original standpoint or something like that. Like that might be one of our biggest shows. You know, it's got like the original core of people that listen to us there. But regardless of all that, we're going to be taking a part. I think Nando's in it. Tony Cicada, Frankie Stamps is in there. I'm not sure who else is taking part in it, but it's going to be a 12-man mock draft. They're going to be doing it live, I believe, on the TV side, and we will be drafting in it. So if you want to hear all of our stuff, I doubt we'll be any part of it, like calling in or anything like that. But you can kind of hear what we're getting at. Bogman, do you have a plan yet?
My plan is to take the best player available, the Welsh.
Wow. That's
my plan is to be not defeated. Actually, okay. I'm kind of hoping for one of those later picks to take a big guy.
Me
like,
too.
Because Cat has fallen off, especially in points league. So I have to take a look because we only do the 1 point league and it's different from the NBA standard. So I have to take a look to see how he is. But my strategy is going to be big man early because there's not a lot of good.
I'm going to kind of go the same way. We're kind of like giving away our strategy here. We'll see how everyone else does. But if you want to follow along, check it out. 2 p.m. Eastern Thursday. That's when the mock draft's going on. We'll be a part of it, and you can probably catch some replays. But we're coming up with more content. We have got some player debates for Week 15 and the game, so don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Fantasy freestyle.
I love these Saturday games, but maybe it's a little too far. Maybe it's a little too much. Games on Monday and on Thursday and on Saturday and on Sunday. Listen, I love it, but does that, like, impact your quality of life? Now with football on Saturday and Sunday and Thursday, when do you have that opportunity? I'll tell you what, I love it, but I'm not mad if other people are saying it is a little too much.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Dane Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spitting Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spitting Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Aha!
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, boys and girls. It's Santa, and I'm about as real as your chances at a title if you don't have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I have 24-hour operation of elves making toys, and you should have a 24-hour network of experts working for you, offering the latest news, advice, analysis, and cheerful and joyful entertainment. Ho, 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 ho. You better have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on your phone or tablet device. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
It's In This League.
It's not real.
Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all the hair fell out, so I had to wear this thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was In This League.
Hey, welcome back. In This League.
I love Mrs. Santa's sister.
I know. By the way, someone already tried to start ruining Star Wars and our GroupMe, ITO GroupMe app. It already started.
Dude, started, I can't handle it.
I know. Someone had to point out it's Wednesday, and someone already saw it, and they were like, oh, man, Star Wars was amazing. I said, don't you say one more word, or you're banned. Banned for
gone
life.
Forever.
Ever.
Gone like a yesterday.
Block. And this guy lives over in England. Bogman, and it's probably like Saturday in England right now or something anyway, so that's why they saw it.
Bogman, I don't think you know how the time difference works.
I don't understand anything. Bogman,
I have
will
no
fly
passport. I'll get one. I'll
absolutely
get one. I'll find you.
It's the worst.
Don't do
it's
it.
It's the worst. As soon as I saw that, like, because we joked about it earlier in the day, because I was like, oh, you should talk about Star Wars a little bit. And Bogman's like, no, I don't want to do it because someone's going to say something. I'm like, dude, no one's seen it already. Just out of nowhere. Oh, Last Jedi was awesome. No! I don't want to hear.
Dude, I told you, Michelle Beadle today was like, oh, I saw it yesterday. I could be a jerk and ruin it right now if I wanted to.
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's so funny.
That
so
is
so funny.
Most, that is the most fireable offense that could happen to an ESPN employee. If Michelle Beadle said one word.
It would be just like ESPN to ruin stuff, wouldn't it? Come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, and they probably wouldn't fire her. They'd be like, oh, yeah, she, you know, she's just having fun. No, no, she ruined Star Wars for everybody. I'm now God. I'm on alert. Now I'm on alert.
Yeah, I'm on alert. I'm telling you, it's no joke. Let's talk about some more matchups, the Welsh. Let's do that. How about
you're
I
just
got
like, let's talk about anything
more,
but this.
Anything but besides Star Wars, man. I don't want to talk about it so someone ruins it. How about quarterbacks? How about Tyrod Taylor versus Miami or Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tennessee? And Tyrod is still this is, of course, assuming Tyrod plays.
I'm assuming Tyrod doesn't play. So I'm gonna go J-God. J-God is, I think you're going to run out with him. I mean, Week 16 is going to be tough against Jacksonville, but I don't know. I'm going to go Jimmy G.
All right. How about if you're assuming he's not going to play, what about Jared Goff against the Legion of Boom at Seattle or Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's at Seattle?
At Seattle.
Oh, man, I hate benching Goff, but I would go Jimmy G. What about you?
I have a tough time with that one. Just Seattle's defense is so banged up. Jacksonville scored a bunch of points on him.
You're
going
to go against J-God?
Yeah, I mean, I like him too. I think I go with Goff, though.
You're
Goff.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy.
What about Case Keenum against
the
Bengals?
I was so wrong last time. I bet against a good quarterback going into Seattle. That was Deshaun Watson, and he threw 4 touchdowns, so don't listen to me.
How about Case Keenum against the Bengals, who've got a really banged-up secondary, or Alex Smith versus the Chargers, who are generally good against the pass?
I'm going to go Case Keenum.
Me too.
Alex Smith been on a little bit of a downturn. Kareem Hunt kind of got it back. Maybe
he had that 4 touchdowns, and then we're back on the train, and then he sucked again. Oh, no!
Sucked.
You suck again!
You suck again. No, thank you.
How about we move to some running backs?
Yeah, let's do
Alex
a couple
Collins.
Running backs, and then we'll jump to some games, and then we'll throw in a couple more as we go.
Alex Collins at Cleveland or Jamal Williams at Carolina? Dude. Alex Collins just absolutely torched the Steelers.
I love
But Jamal
Alex
Williams
Collins.
Is really good, too.
I love Alex Collins so much. I want him in all my leagues next year. He is so explosive. But you have stated this many, many times on the football podcast, and you're right about it. When Green Bay commits, they commit. And I will take the volume play of Jamal Williams. Not to say that Alex Collins isn't necessarily a volume play or anything like that, but you know they might go more Buck Allen, especially if they take a lead on Cleveland. You got Danny Woodhead. It's going to be all Jamal Williams on Carolina. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, they may want to rely a little bit more on the running game and really play a lot of play action, efficient passing from Aaron Rodgers so he doesn't get hit. So, yeah, this is an easy Jamal Williams for me.
Man, this one isn't easy for me because Carolina's defense has been stepping up.
Sure.
And Jamal Williams at Carolina and then Alex Collins against Cleveland.
Littering and...
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jamal Williams. I'm gonna go with Jamal Williams. So, are we gonna pick a game real quick? We're gonna do the first game.
Let's do
here?
One more matchup, and then let's finish out the segment talking about a few games.
All right. How about Jay Ajayi against the Giants? I know you hate the Jay Ajayi, the will they, won't they commit to him kind of stuff.
It's
versus
annoying.
Samaje Perine versus the Cardinals.
Is Perine gonna play?
Perine's questionable. I think he's leaning towards playing. I think he's good to go.
I'm going to go Ajayi. I like Ajayi in this. I think they're slowly trying to move more towards it. I think the Giants are a good spot for that. They lose Carson Wentz. They're going to want to rely a little bit more on the running game. That could mean more LeGarrette Blount, to be honest with you. But I'm going to go Ajayi in this because, I just don't trust that P. Ryan plays. And if he does, they might try to limit him because he's banged up.
Man, I see. I'm going to go with P. Ryan. I think if he plays, he's still the volume play. I don't know what else they have in Washington. They put Byron Marshall on IR.
You don't like Vernon Davis?
I don't know what else they're going to do at running back.
Look, literally,
awful.
That's a great point. Who are their running backs that they have still? Can you name them? I can't. I'm going to go depth chart right now.
Yeah, go to the depth chart.
I literally cannot name you.
I don't know who it was. Because I feel like they have Brian Hill, but everybody's had Brian Hill once.
you know, so who is the running back, the white running back on the Browns that was on Madden? What's that guy's name?
Peyton Hillis.
I miss Peyton Hillis. All right, they got P. Ryan. They got LeSean Daniels Jr.
LeSean Daniels, that's right.
And then
we talked about
Cabri
him
Bibbs.
On the pod.
Cabri Bibbs. Cabri Bibbs. The Niners had traded for And then they obviously, I didn't even see when they got
I was all kinds of steamed up for Capri Bibbs.
You were?
And didn't work out. But I'm going to go with P. Ryan in that one. I think if he plays, that's the volume play, 100%.
Okay, I like that one. We got some more that we'll cover throughout the hour. If you have any that you would like to submit, just tweet us. Is it the Welsh, Bogman Sports? Put a little FNTSY radio. Those are the handles. Send us one and we'll talk about it on air. But let's cover a few games here. How did we do last week? We don't
need to talk about last week. That's in the past, the Welsh.
Yeah.
A lot of quarterbacks got hurt.
We don't need to talk about your over-under.
Well, you were 6-10 against the spread and 7-7 on the over-under. I was 5-11 against the spread and 4-10 on the over-under. Not good. Not a good one for me. No. So maybe just take what I say and do the opposite.
Ooh,
that's what I would say.
Sound advice. You would be 10-4 and 11-5.
That's right. That's right. Okay. First one is the Thursday night game tomorrow night. Denver at Indianapolis. Denver is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 40.5, the Welsh.
Am I wrong? That seems like a lot of points for this game.
It does.
I'm taking the under. And I'm going to take Denver. I don't know. I think Denver pieced together some stuff. Trevor Siemian didn't have an atrocious game where he should be kicked out of the NFL. Demaryius Thomas looking a little bit better. The Colts just increasingly look horrible outside of Frank Gore with his 36 carries. So I'll take Denver in the under.
God, I want to take Indy, but I just can't
really?
Do it. The defense is too good. I like Brissett, and I still, beat this over the head. I think that he could be decent next year. I'm not going to sit here and say good, but if he winds up somewhere, I think he could be okay.
I'll say they're going to start him over Andrew Luck, if Andrew Luck ever plays again?
No. Andrew Luck plays. Andrew Luck is in, but I think Brissett could wind up somewhere else. You know where he'd be good? Denver. With all those weapons.
Ooh, another mediocre quarterback landing. They could just have all the mediocre quarterbacks on the planet.
Well, Brissett would go in and immediately start over anyone they have. 100%.
You know where Brissett would be really good? In arena football.
Oh, F you. You're the worst.
In the college.
Yeah, why don't you write some fan Canadian fiction league. about Jacoby Brissett playing in the arena league, you jerk.
Never heard of her. What's another one?
Chicago at Detroit. Detroit is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 44. This is coming off of Detroit barely beating Tampa Bay, and Chicago just destroying the Bengals. Bengals very hurt, though.
I think I'm having a problem with over-unders this week because I look at that and I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to take Detroit because I think Matthew Stafford is going to be efficient in this game. I guess I'll take the... I'll take the over. I don't like it. I'll take the over.
I'm actually going to go the same way as that, too. I don't like this. So
okay.
this is preparing us to both get destroyed. So
yeah, well, I shouldn't be following you. Then we'll both be negative. I mean, I've had some. Against the spread. My problem is against the spread. Over-unders, that's my money. That's where the money's made if I bet it, which I don't. When I went 15-0, you remember that?
I remember that. It happened. Yep.
15-0.
And okay. I remember Joe asking you how much money you won, and you said $0 because you didn't bet.
Yeah, sad day. It was a sad day. All right, well, we'll be back here. We'll do more matchups. We will do more games. And if you guys want to tweet in, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can tweet in any of your matchups. We can talk about it on air. Don't talk about Star Wars, though. Keep it to yourself, filthy animals. We'll be back. It's in the sleep.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Roto experts.
Devontae Freeman runs the ball every play. Every time they run the ball, Tevin Coleman catches the passes if they ever need it. In the fourth quarter, they'll give Devontae Freeman a break, but that's it. That's the job. That's our Tevin Coleman
right now. I'm off of Tevin Coleman this week. I've decided, even this injury, not to mention the fact that you have, you know, this Monday night game, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start Rod Smith. I'm not even fooling around with it. Is he going to break the big one and give you the 33 he gave you last week? Likely not, but I think Rod Smith can give you 12 to 15 in the PPO.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's In This League.
Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Run so loud and proud, you hear it.
It's In This League.
And we got this berry. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Welcome back to In This League. Those are Christmas jams. As Pavona told us, we're building up. I think all this hour we got the Christmas rejoins, and then next week it's a Christmas special. All Christmas rejoins. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe, I don't know. We have a whole special. We're going to do it in this league, but we got to do a little radio version of that. But welcome back in this league. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We have got a caller. Hope I'm getting the name right. Is it Israel in Indiana? Is that correct?
That's correct.
What's up, man? What can we do for you?
Hey, thanks for answering my call, man. Appreciate your help. I got awesome options, but they got real bad matchups. And this is the semifinals. I lose, I'm out. So I want to try to get it right.
What do we got?
Okay. I got A.J. Green, Brandon Cooks, and Golden Tate. And I got DeMarco Murray, Samaje Perine, and Mike Davis. I need a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex.
Oh, baby. Okay,
yeah. Give me the wide receivers again.
I got AJ Green.
Okay.
You got
Cooks
them?
And
okay.
Tate, right? I wrote them down. AJ Green, Brandon Cooks, and Golden Tate. Is that right, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Bogman, we both agree here. AJ Green is a must start. You got to play your studs.
100%.
That's a wide receiver.
Okay.
So, let's take the wide receiver out. We're good here. The running back, this is a tough spot, Bogman. So, we have got DeMarco Murray, Samaje Perine, and Mike Davis. Bogman, do you have those matchups next to you here? Because we were just talking about. Because I want to mention
Perine
those.
Perine is against
here.
The Cardinals. The Titans are playing. God, I just lost it. Who are the Titans playing?
Your
Niners. They're playing against the Niners.
Seattle has got the Rams here. So
I'm going with Murray.
I'm also going with Murray. Now, did we Israel, are you still there? Do we need a flex?
Yeah, he said one flex. I think he's gone.
Okay.
But he said one flex, and mine is easy Brandon Cooks. 100%. 10 out of 10 times. Against Pittsburgh and Artie Burns. That's Brandon Cooks.
That's such a good point. I got to tell you, and I mean, maybe this is part of where he was going with this and thinking about it. Like, there's a part of me that, I'll be honest here, I wanted to say Golden Tate. You know, the only thing we didn't get out of that was if it was PPR or not. I mean, PPR potentially could have made an effect on that. I think Golden Tate can come out and have a big game, but I do agree with what you're saying. It's hard to go against Brandon Cooks, especially. You know, he kind of stated, this is the semifinals. This is, you know, you got to go big or go home sometimes. And Brandon Cooks he's a big play option here. And the Steelers are going to give up some pass yards.
Yeah, they are 100%. I mean, Mike Wallace probably should have torched Artie Burns a couple times last week. And there was some PI and there was some, Mike Wallace had a couple veteran moves in there, but, I think it's Green, Murray, Cooks. Easy. So I like Golden Tate, but he'd been bad, and the thing that salvaged him last week was a touchdown, so I'm not there on Golden Tate.
One of the funny things about this, too, when you look at it, is like on paper, we just picked the best players, but that hasn't been the case, you know, for this season, especially Murray. Murray is questionable, but they just didn't. We weren't positioned with a good enough option where Murray has literally the best matchup, and from a talent perspective, he's the best talent.
Yeah, and if Perine was 100% healthy, I would say Perine. No joke.
I was leaning him as well.
You know, I would say him if he was 100% good to go. We know all that stuff, but he's banged up. Dude's banged up. So he's a risky start, and I'm not going to trust a couple decent weeks out of Mike Davis. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I like that. I hope that helped you out. Appreciate the call in, and anyone knows, you can give us a buzz anytime, 844-84-FNTSY. That's how you can get a hold
of
us.
Where's Kerry, by the way?
I don't know. That's too short.
Haven't heard from Kerry in like 2 weeks. I guess
too much Derek Carr conversation.
We might have given her horrible advice. That's true.
She hates us. So, I'm sorry. I hate when people hate us. I mean, she had the cheesecake and stuff. But we move on. Hey, Bogman, you got to pull your pants by the bootstraps. You got to get yourself up and move on when a woman rejects you.
You got to pull your pants up by the bootstraps, you just said.
What's the saying?
You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Okay.
Not pull your pants up by your boots. Why would your bootstraps be in your pants?
I don't know. Like trousers? I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Sometimes
this is the guy that keeps nailing those over-unders, by the way. How is this happening? It's definitely not dumb luck. That's for sure. My God.
I pull my pants up by my bootstraps. That's how I make my picks.
How about the Chargers at the Chiefs? That's a big matchup, the Welsh.
The Chargers are favored
by 1. The over-under is 46. Well, the game you want to watch is Pittsburgh and New England. But
In Green Bay, Carolina, actually, there's some amazing games on this week. Clippers and the Chiefs.
That's the
Clippers
Chargers.
And the Royals. Clippers and the Royals. I'm going to go.
We got basketball
like Kansas
and
City
baseball
at home.
Shtick.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm going to take the over. I don't like it. I'm going to take the over.
The over.
Just barely.
All right.
Just barely.
So I'm also going to go with the under. No, I'm going to go with Kansas City, but I am going to take the under. Because Kansas City. They put it back together last week, so I'm a little bit more excited about Kansas City than I have been in the past couple weeks, especially because of the defense. But I don't see how these teams get to 46 points.
It's tough, man. I mean, especially, and here's where I really struggle with that. If you think Kansas City's going to win, they're probably not going to necessarily win in a shootout. If I think if you think the Chargers are going to win, it's probably going to be a high score.
You pick Kansas City and the over. Is this just you get one right?
I think it's really tough about it. No, it's not necessarily just getting one right. I think it could be right there. Like, I don't think this is a 55-point game or anything like that. I think it could be...
This is 39-38. This is 39-38, like the Steelers and Ravens.
Probably is.
We're not sure about Tyrod Taylor this week, so Miami at Buffalo is off. There's no line. But if you had to pick one straight up, what would you pick?
I think I might go with Smokin' Joe. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Or Smokin' Jay, I mean.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Are you all right? Did you take a sleeping pill?
You were praising me on, I think it was the basketball podcast. And
yeah, you haven't said episode in a while. You haven't Z'd your S's. And, you know, you had that one freak out show a couple weeks ago, and it seems to be the second half here.
Yeah.
All right. We're just going to, you know what?
That was halftime.
We're starting over. None of that has happened. We're all good.
By the bootstraps. Okay.
Nope, yeah. That didn't happen. That's over with.
Okay.
How about
we can just pretend. All right, cool.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Green Bay at Carolina. Carolina is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 44.5. This is your game that you want to watch.
I am going with my dude, Aaron Rodgers. Give me Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers returns and wins. Keeps them in the hunt.
Yep, you're damn right.
In the over. All right. I am going to go with the opposite on this one. I'm going to go with Carolina in the under. I just think they've been playing too well. They're at home. It's Aaron Rodgers' first game. He could be rusty. First game back off the injury. He could be rusty.
Okay, let me ask you something. Tom Brady misses 8 weeks and comes back. Are you going to say, well, he might be rusty?
Well, Tom Brady has 5 Super Bowl rings.
Okay.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has one.
Have one? Okay. Well, he's got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congrats. He just needs 4 more to get that pass. So, sorry.
I don't know.
It's on
both
Brady.
Banging supermodels. They're both all pro quarterbacks. I go with that.
Who is Aaron Rodgers banging? I thought he's banging Jake from State Farm now.
No, yeah, he was dating Olivia Munn.
Yeah, he was. That's all over with.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere else good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's good. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not banging a 10. It's probably a 9.5 now. So
I don't know. Probably making.
I don't know. We're getting into our Warren Sapp territory right now. So.
Yeah,
sorry. Let's move on. Baltimore, Cleveland. Baltimore by 7, over under 40. Your guy
Baltimore
Josh Gordon, though. Baltimore
yeah,
in
Baltimore
the under.
Baltimore in the under. Yeah.
So you'll go with Aaron Rodgers, but you won't go with Josh Gordon.
No, I mean, I love Josh Gordon. I think he'll be great, but DeShone Kizer against Baltimore's defense? No.
Do you want to chicken Josh Gordon's points this week real quick with me? I'll open up the bid. 3.
No, save it for the podcast. We'll do that
3.
On the podcast. No, we'll do it on the podcast. In this league, fantasy football podcast that'll air Friday.
I'm also going to go with Baltimore in the under. Do you want to hit a couple of these matchups?
Yeah, let's hit a couple of matchups. Good idea.
How about we already mentioned DeMarco Murray at San Francisco. DeMarco, you know, that's a great matchup, but he hasn't been good. How about DeMarco at San Francisco versus Marshawn Lynch against Dallas?
Where do you lean on this? I want to look real quick. I want to see Murray's rushing volume over the last couple
of weeks. I would say the volume play with Lynch, but they never do it.
There's no such thing.
He had 8 yards per carry last week, and they gave him 7 carries.
Dude's average, DeMarco Murray's average 11 carries over the last 3 games, though.
That's 4 more than Lynch had.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like this, the San Francisco game for the Titans is a Derrick Henry type of game, you know, establishment. But I could see DeMarco Murray running away on the front end. And Oakland will give 0 opportunity for Marshawn Lynch to really succeed. It's a lesser of a defense. So I'll go DeMarco Murray.
I am also going to go with DeMarco Murray because of all the stuff you just said. It's the volume.
Feels gross.
You know,
it feels gross.
And it is a decent matchup. If Tennessee gets up early, I mean, they're still fighting for the division. I don't think they're going to get it, but they're still fighting. So
yeah,
they're
It's still out there. All right. Well, when we come back here, we will do maybe a couple more plays. We definitely got some more games to kind of plow through here. That's for sure. I mean, look at all these games you got. I mean, there's some good ones. New England, Pittsburgh. Atlanta, Tampa Bay, even though Jameis Winston is such garbage, there's something about that division. Whenever I see, you know, Atlanta, New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, I just kind of get excited about those Carolina.
Divisional games, man. They're big games.
Yeah, I do get jacked up about that. Seeing what Philly does, you know, post-Carson Wentz, there's a lot of stuff to cover. So we'll cover those games. A couple more matchups. as we get set to get out of here. I'm just having a seizure on air. So just pull your pants by your bootstraps. Don't go anywhere. It's Welsh and Bogman. We'll be back.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at DKMS.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports change their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
On Target Fantasy Football.
I'm not trying to call out Tom Brady. I'm not trying to call out the people who have Tom Brady. But because it's one position, because it's so easy to get replacement value later in your drafts, and the other positions you need multiple options, if you're blaming Tom Brady, it's not so much, hey, Tom Brady, you're letting us all down and you're a schmuck. It's just that this is, again, another reason why you don't draft the quarterback early.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, fntsy.com/radio.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Fantasy Football Rewind.
It's In This League.
You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to
In This League.
Actually,
do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Was it a Christmas movie?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. You had to think about that?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
So like starting Samaje P. Ryan, that's his Die Hard Christmas movie?
Starting Samaje P. Ryan is harder than is Die Hard Christmas movie. It's Christmas movie.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows during my Christmas stance. If there's snow, it's a Christmas movie. So like Fargo was a Christmas movie.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, Cool Runnings. Cool. How the system goes.
If you feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up. It's bobsled time, and it's a Christmas movie.
Wow, do you remember that? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That movie's great.
I remember, somebody mentioned, like, oh, I miss John Candy, and I was like, oh, my God, was John Candy in that? Yeah, I guess he was.
Yeah, that was us last week.
Yeah.
On this show. Oh, my God.
There's too much going on.
Are you okay? No, we're going to, you know. Yeah, the Welsh died from an aneurysm, everybody. That's why he's acting so crazy for so long.
Don't worry. If anyone says something about Star Wars, I won't even know what they're talking about. Be like, hey, I saw Star Wars. You remember when that thing happened? Be like, it's not out for a week, and someone just said that to you. I'm like, oh, I didn't see it? Okay. Let's pick back up, though. Fantasy football and the matchups for this week. We were kind of plowing through those. Let's get through the rest of these games here.
Houston and Jacksonville. Jacksonville by 10.5, over under 39. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to go with Jacksonville and the over on that one.
Boy, really?
Yeah.
I'll go with you. Jacksonville and the over.
You thought about it.
10.5 points is a lot.
Remembered.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but you remember Tom Savage. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And they destroyed
still
the
playing?
Seahawks at home. So I think he's going to go.
Yeah, okay.
They keep pass protocol, so I think that's scary stuff. They had a whole thing about it, you know, like a lot of people were asking O'Brien about it and kind of saying, why would you put him back in the game? And he said, hey, look, they don't ask me. He goes to the trainer. And if I had seen that.
He said, I'm just the coach.
He said, if I had seen that, there is no way in hell I would have put him back out there. And that's the right response. That's all you can say.
Too bad the coach didn't see what happened to his quarterback after he got hit on the field.
Well, I mean, he's watching. The head coach has got a lot going on. He's not going to be watching the replay screen the whole game.
Yeah, don't watch the plays as they happen.
Okay, all right. Cincinnati and Minnesota. Minnesota by 10.5, over under 42. Cincinnati is extremely banged up. They got crushed by Chicago at home last week. Is that enough for you to give these points for Minnesota the Welsh?
That seems like a lot. I'm going to take Cincinnati and the over. Yeah, I'll go over.
Cincinnati and the over. I will take Minnesota and the over because Cincinnati looks god-awful.
10.5 points does not scare you.
They've been – dude, Cincinnati has given up. They're done with Marvin Lewis. I think they've completely given up. Dude, he benched Andy Dalton at the end of the game. A.J. McCarron was in there. So, yeah. I think it's over with. You know, speaking of points, and speaking of over with, Jets are at the Saints. The Saints are favored by 16 points because it's Bryce Petty.
That's the biggest
over
this
under
year we've
is
seen,
47.
Right?
Nah,
like
I
17 and a half.
There was a 16.5. The Patriots were favored for 100%. They didn't hit it though.
I was about to say, did they cover?
They did not. I mean, there's been games won by 17 points, but I don't think any of that have been projected to hit by 17 points.
Jeremy Curley's there. Jets lose. They're like, I think it was a ghost.
It was a ghost. It wasn't us. Ghost made me drop that pass.
Ghost broke Josh McCown's arm. I'm sure of it.
Ghost punched Geno Smith in the jaw.
I would want no part of this game at all. I'm going to go. I'll just go New Orleans in the under. I'll just assume this is a 30-0 game.
I am also going to go with New Orleans in the under. Yep. No, I can't. Like, I just don't see where Bryce Petty scores points, right? Who are you going to start Robbie Anderson over this week?
I don't know.
Derek Decker or Robbie Anderson?
If it was PPR, I'd probably still go Robbie Anderson because he's got to, like, even if it's, like, five-yard routes to Robbie Anderson.
He was Bryce Petty's guy. At the end of last year, but
yeah.
How about Philly at the Giants? Philly's favored by 7.5. Over under is 40. They're favored by 7.5 with Nick Foles.
I'm gonna go with the Giants at home. Eli Manning, maybe more of a conservative Eagles offense with Nick Foles there. Though I mean, they may not be afraid to just let him sling it. But I'm gonna go.
I'm definitely
Giants
taking the under for me.
And the point, yeah, 100%. I'll go Giants with the under on the points. So.
You know what? I'm going to ride that one too. Giants in the under. I can't do it. Nope. I'm going to go Philly in the under. Can't do it. I can't take the Giants. The Philly's defense is still really, really good. And Eli will be making tons of Eli faces. So Philly in the under.
I'm going to miss that when that's gone. When those faces are gone, that's going to suck.
Well, they want him to stick around. Ownership said they want him back. Arizona Cardinals at the Washington Redskins. Washington by 4.5, over under 43.5. Both these teams look pretty bad.
Washington and the under.
Washington and the under. I'll go, man, I don't like picking the same games as you do. But that one I'm also going to go with. Yeah. Well, I mean, Arizona's just a better team at home. So Washington and the under for me, too. Yeah. Rams at Seahawks. Seahawks by 2, over under is 48.
Boy, this is one of those games you look at and you're like, defense under, but you know it's going to be 38 to 39 like your game. But I'm going to go Seattle and the under.
Win Seattle it by a field and the goal. Under?
Yeah.
Yeah, home field advantage, definitely going Seattle. Both these defenses look bad, though.
Do you think Russell Wilson gave up a
ton of points
game?
To Philly? I got to go Seattle on the over. I do. You know, Jake has him as the number one quarterback. Yeah. And, you know, look, Carson Wentz had 4 touchdowns in the first half on the road last week against the Rams. So, I mean, Carson Wentz is, you know, Carson Wentz. But I think I'm going to go Seattle on the over. This is a big one. This is depending on our friendship right here, the Welsh. New England and Pittsburgh. New England by 3, over under 53. I'm just kidding, of course, whatever you pick.
Yeah, I mean, we've had much more tumultuous situations of Tim Rattay, if you remember. Tim Rattay at a bar.
Yeah,
was that, you
followed
me. Was that Cowboys or Steelers?
I almost just lost $100. Followed me in the effing bathroom to tell me about how great Tim Rattay was playing against Pittsburgh one time.
That was the thing that almost made my Christmas better, getting $100, winning a bet from Bogman that he would say something he's not supposed to say on radio. Yeah, I remember that. We were very young, but Tim Rattay threw like a 60-yard touchdown down the line to Terrell Owens, and we had a couple horrible friends that were just with on my side against you, and we like all followed you to the bathroom. It was a bad scene. So, Tim Rattay.
That could be taken out of context.
It can be really
New England and Pittsburgh. What are you doing here?
I got to go New England, man. New England's too much, but is it just me that I'm not? I don't know. Like, I'm not sure if I like the over on this. I feel like you got to take it just because of the high scoring offenses. Yeah, we'll go over. What am I talking about? Over in New England.
I'll go Pittsburgh in the over.
Oh, shock!
I don't know how much I believe in it, but I'll take it. I mean, Pittsburgh has lost 5 in a row to New England. I mean, I remember one of them, it was a day I had to put my cat down, and I came home, and then Tom Brady put up 55 on the Steelers. So,
top 5 just, worst day of your life?
100%, yeah, probably number 2. So, Tennessee at San Francisco. How about your guys? Your guys are favored.
They're amazing.
This is the first game the Niners have been favored?
No, I feel like there was another one. This
Marcus Mariota's banged up.
I hate everything about it. I just want the
they're favored
to
against
lose.
The Giants, and they won. San Francisco favored by 2, over under 44. San Francisco and
the over.
San Francisco and the over.
Jimmy G going to throw
I think
some.
Tennessee gets
stupid.
Back on track. I'm going to go with Tennessee in the over. I definitely think this game goes over. I think a lot of points are getting scored, but I'm going to take Tennessee.
I'm trying to reverse this. All right. A couple more.
Last
and we can
two.
Do some matchups. Yeah.
Dallas at Oakland. Dallas by 3, over under 46.
Give me Dallas and I feel like I've taken a lot of overs. No, I've taken a lot of unders. Dallas in the over.
Same as for me. Dak Prescott's looked really good. Oakland is overrated. Atlanta and Tampa Bay, Monday Night Football. Atlanta by 6, over under 48.
Atlanta. Under.
I'm going Atlanta and over.
Okay.
Like a lot of overs this week.
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, I was thinking in my head, like, this is maybe a 30-14 type of game, you know, and that just gets me that under. Atlanta takes
I think
the game,
this is a destruction. I think this is like a 42-7.
You think so?
I think this is an annihilation game. This is going to be Tampa Bay getting embarrassed at home on Monday Night Football and Dirk Cutter being gone.
How much do you think we will see? How many W's do you think will Jameis Winston eat in his pregame speech?
Probably none. I don't know if you saw after the Ravens won a couple weeks ago, Joe Flacco did it. So he just went up to the podium before any questions, and he just did the W and went, oh. It was pretty funny. It's actually the only time I've ever seen Joe Flacco have any personality. So.
Oh, okay. Well, go Flacco. Go Flacco. We got some matchup.
I was going to say about a wide receiver matchup. How about one? Cooper Kupp at Seattle or Corey Coleman? And he's not playing Cleveland because he is Cleveland.
Oh, who are they playing? Who are the Browns playing? Put Cleveland there. They're playing Baltimore.
I do this so much. They're playing Baltimore.
That's my favorite thing that you do, too. You're
you,
like,
you did it, too. You did
Minnesota.
It last week. You did it last week, you jerk.
It's infected
It happens.
Me. I am going to, I mean, this is Cooper Kupp for me.
Pull your pants up by your bootstraps and pick one.
I'm picking Cooper Kupp. If this is Josh Gordon, that's tougher, but I'll go Cooper Kupp.
Baltimore's got a lot of banged up corners.
Robert Woods is back, though.
But so does Seattle. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp, too. That's a tough one.
All right. Cooper Kupp. We get back here. Maybe we got another matchup or two, and we will end out the show. End out this. I got a funny little Star Wars thing that I just read. It's not about the movie, but it's about something the studio's doing. I'm not going to ruin anything. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Better not.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Football Frenzy. But the rumor is, the reason why Lil Keaton was getting beat up, milk poured on him and stuff like that, is he was going around the school dropping N-bombs. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I'm sitting up here, pouring my heart. I'm feeling bad for this kid. You feel what I'm saying, Matt? Keaton is a fraud. I'm so shocked and disgusted that Keaton was a fraud.
I'm not shocked because it was on social media, and it just didn't, something didn't seem right to me.
Yeah. Weekdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Fantasy Freestyle.
I love these Saturday games, but maybe it's a little too far. Maybe it's a little too much. Games on Monday and on Thursday and on Saturday and on Sunday. Listen, I love it, but does that, like, impact your quality of life? Now with football on Saturday and Sunday and Thursday, when do you have that opportunity? I'll tell you what, I love it, but I'm not mad if other people are saying it is a little too much.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
This league.
Didn't C-3PO have a red arm and there's a whole story behind that that you had that no other human being knows?
I know there was something with it in one of the books. I've read the Darth Plagueis one, and then the Darth Bane is a three-book trilogy.
Oh, hello, Bob. It is Darth Bane.
Not Bane from DC. It's a different Bane.
I'm here to take the Force. I'm going to force you from the Force. It's Darth Bane.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back in this league on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My dear friend Scott Bogman over there. I'm Chris Welsh. Welcome back. I read this thing. Was that too
You're
much?
You're creeping me out. Yeah, it's a bit much. Creep me right out.
Hey, everybody.
My dear friend, Scott Bogle.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
I guess it's this music that does it. You know, it wouldn't have been so bad without the, you know, romantic-y heart music behind it from, you know, My Endless Love.
Yeah, that's true. I set it up in, like, a really good way. I read this thing that it said, I think it was Disney, they are sending copies of The Last Jedi into space to astronauts so they can watch Star Wars in space. Would that literally
can
be
they
the
not
greatest
stream it?
Place? I'm not sure the internet connection's super great up in space. It's my assumption. Maybe they got a good Wi-Fi, good hotspot. I don't know.
Maybe they have something.
Yeah, but how about not deal with buffering when you're in space and they got DVD players or something like that? Would there be, can you imagine, just envision this. You're sitting there in a capsule. You got windows to your left and right. You're watching Star Wars and there's literally space to your right and left.
You're in space. That's right. Yeah.
And then they can
that'd be a pretty cool experience. I think you could sell that. Elon Musk, could get on that.
I mean, how much is that? I mean, that's $500,000, right?
Sure. GoFundMe.
Add Mark Hamill to it. Mark Hamill joins in. $1 million. You get to watch.
Oh,
you get to
man.
Watch the new Star Wars in space with Mark Hamill. $1 million.
I mean, Lord, take me now, right? That's one of those moments.
Who's not?
It's not going to get any better than this. Let's just end it.
No, I 100% agree. I just thought that was that was fascinating. I am concerned because I literally just don't know when I'm going to get to see it. You know, I played with fire. We're not going to do it here because we are not horrible people. But I played with fire with The Walking Dead. I didn't watch the mid-season finale till like Wednesday. But as you pointed out,
I can't believe
me,
that wasn't ruined by
no one
by
cares.
Someone for you.
There's no
No one cares anymore. It used to be like I can't go on Facebook at all until I watch the show. I mean, we used to like we record stuff during that show now. For football, but we used to not record stuff, and it was like a, you know, I have to go watch shows, and no one ruins it for me.
Oh,
that
was
kind of like,
well,
meh.
Dude, the worst time was like peak Walking Dead, and then you had Game of Thrones, and we would record on a Sunday, and you had
Game of Thrones
and Game of
Thrones.
Like that. Yeah, well, Game of Thrones, you can't. But Walking Dead used to be like that, so you'd have both like that. Now, I went 3 days and nothing. Nothing, but I'm terrified with Star Wars. It's going to happen, and I don't know how to avoid the internet. I think the key is avoiding the internet for Friday and Saturday. You can come back Sunday because people will be over at the initial stuff. But where you can't go to stupid Yahoo. You can't go to any of those places because they're going to ruin it. And they don't even beat around the bush.
I think Sunday is going to be what people are like, it's been 3 days. You should have seen it by now. You know, and then they'll post
those
stuff
the
up
worst
about
people.
It.
2 weeks.
Those people.
2 weeks.
Scumbags. Yeah.
Those
2 weeks.
People are the worst people on the planet, and they're gonna go
how
out
many
and
times,
be like, "Oh my god!"
How many times do you think I've seen it in that 2 weeks, man?
Three times.
I think that's a good estimate. At least twice. 100%.
How many times did you see the last one in theater?
I only saw it 3 times. I saw it. I actually saw it with you the last time.
Oh,
I saw it
the
opening
time?
Night. No, I saw it the
Sloppy
opening
thirds.
Night. And then I saw it another time, like 2 days later. And then I saw it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're sloppy thirds.
Okay. I guess I know where I stand. All right. Well, if you want to join us, remember tomorrow, that is December 14th, I think it is, 2 p.m. Eastern on the TV side. Bogman and I will be taking part in a mid-season fantasy basketball draft. And they'll
Let's
be breaking it down on air. So go check it out. Go do that. Scott Bogman, thank you as always. I'm sorry I had the crazy seizure and word flubs on air, but
I'm sorry.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.